The DNR issued Walmart an air permit last month for the 1.2 million square foot distribution center the company plans to build in Beaver Dam. It includes a 3-minute idling rule for the more than 700 trucks a day that would park at the warehouse loading docks. Bob Moreau of Citizens for Open Government says Walmart is now backing away from that promise.
Once that 800-pound gorilla sets itself down out there in our community and they don't have any way to protect the community from this diesel emissions, if we can't get them to be a good neighbor at this point before they even have the building started, how in the world is anybody going to do everything once they're here?
Moreau's group wants the DNR to hold Walmart's feet to the fire and conduct a full-fledged environmental impact study. They say the truck traffic will affect air quality in a 150-mile radius from the new warehouse. Attorney Krista Westerberg is representing the citizens group.
The 150-mile radius will overlap with some counties that are in the ozone non-attainment area, in southeastern Wisconsin. And so, if you don't look at the impact of the distribution center on that entire area now, I don't know when you ever will.
The citizens group also wants a commitment from Walmart to pay for an air monitoring device to measure any increase in cancer-causing particulates the diesel fumes may cause. But DNR air quality specialist Bob Friedlander says there are already monitors in the area, and recent readings show the air quality to be well within federal standards.
It doesn't seem like it's an effective strategy to put more monitors at that particular site.
The DNR will decide this week whether or not to hold a contested case hearing on Walmart's air permit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.